Perfect. Those perfect.
Didn't feel right.
Yo, welcome.
Welcome to the Not All Here podcast, episode 29. Damn, man, we talked for over an hour for 29 episodes. Well, most episodes. Some of them were like 45 minutes.
That's a lot of talking.
We talked a lot. Today, we got a special guest on the episode. We got a good man. We go way back. Me and my homie here. I'll introduce you in a second. Hold on. But we go way back since, I think I want to say 2012, because I remember I first met you when I was working. We were working at Hewlett Packard. That's right, man. What? It was a call center in Conway, Arkansas.
Mm.
And so we go way back, and like, so funny, just like how I got to know him, because he was like a supervisor on a different team, and he would always be cracking jokes at me, and I'd be like, I'm like, yo, who the hell is this dude cracking these jokes? But it's a good friend of mine, almost like I consider you almost like I've told you before, you like a father figure to me, man, just because of just all the stuff that, you know, I've known you for so long, just the wisdom you passed down to me, but also should show me the ropes and introduce me to a lot of people in the music industry. It's the one and only, my homie, Sean Fresh.
Yeah, is this the point where I can talk now?
Yeah, now you can talk.
Oh, man, hey, it feels good to be able to speak on the podcast. You feel me?
That was an amazing introduction.
It was, man. I'm going to hit it on Cash App.
Yeah.
I'm definitely
yeah,
going to
make sure you send it. Yeah, that 50. Make sure don't forget that.
No. I'm going to send it. I might add a little more on there. Especially the father figure part. I almost cried, but you know.
Lord.
All right, I need to know more about Hewlett Packard.
Oh, man. So, where we start?
So, okay. So, I'll start off. So, of course, everybody, Hewlett Packard, shorter, everybody knows HP. Like, they do computers, uh-huh, printers, and all that stuff. So, I went to school at this place, UCA in Conway, Arkansas, like, really small town. And once I graduated, HP, they had started this, customer service line.
Uh-huh.
It was like a thing where people would call in for technical support. I worked on the technical support team, and I was on the team, and Sean was actually, you were a supervisor, right?
I was on another team.
He was on another team, and I think the only reason why, like, you would come over is whenever, like, my supervisors couldn't help me, or they were helping other people.
They could never help L.
They could never help me, and so...
Because L wouldn't ask any problems. L wouldn't ask any questions, like, because they knew if L asked a question, that mean that shit was really messed up.
Yeah, because I would get shit done, but then I was like, I don't know what to do here. Let me... somebody come over here. Or didn't we have like little flags or something?
Yeah.
We had little flags that we would wave for help.
Wow. Yeah.
I forgot that. It was, man, those times. Because like, I remember, I'm going to get to, I forgot, you reminded me of a story that I just remember of like how kind of things ended.
Yeah.
It was really wild. But so HP, we just did a lot of customer service stuff over the phone, technical support for like things. And I think we were there for how many years was it? Like,
man, it
one
seemed
or two?
Like forever. Yeah. Like two or three or shit. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
But I you forgot when we did the reason. Like, L used to just stand up. Like, he he would never sit down.
Cause I'd fall asleep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he'd just be standing up. So I'd walk by
so
and I'd
boring.
Be like, man, L, what's happening? He'd just be like, and he'd be really talking to people like he care about him. And I was just like, man, this dude is cool. Because I didn't care about him.
Yeah.
But he'd be so passionate. I was like, yeah, man, I got you, man. He was like, man, nobody's going to talk to him. I was like, yeah, I'll talk to him. It's cool. I was like, what you want me to tell them? They ain't getting nothing.
Yeah.
But like, cool, that's what you want. Like, I don't care. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly. So, but we worked there for like 2-3 years until eventually like the site like shut down. I don't know if they're completely shut down now. Are they?
No, they're not. They still there. But you know, they done sold. Like,
yeah. Okay. That makes sense. So look, I'm gonna tell you something. It reminded me. I forgot. So the sales side is still there.
Yeah.
I think because that's how they make a lot of money. So customer service. One day they were like, hey, we're just gonna shut this whole thing down. Like mm-hmm. the customer service thing. Now the way they did it, it was so funny. So before. Let me explain the way they did it is they took all the customer service people off site, meaning they went to a different location. Was it like a gym?
It was
something?
Like a they did expos there, like a it was like a big empty like warehouse. where they do like job expos and stuff.
Yeah. So it was like big empty warehouse, and everybody, when you walked in, you got a certain color ticket, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a color. Yeah, they gave you a color.
Exactly. And people didn't know what it was for. They were just like, come here. So eventually, was it like the one of the head dudes that was over that location?
Yeah, it was so like you had like a yellow, a red, a green.
Yeah.
And so like we'll be looking at the colors and we'll be like, well, man, I'm over here with the yellows, but it would be messed up because you'd be like, that dude's a good worker. That's a good worker. But that dude over there is like, don't do shit. It's like, yeah. So you didn't know what was going on.
Exactly. Damn. So you slowly start to put two and two together. Like, oh, this isn't good news. Cause you got the people who really wasn't good at the job on one side. And then like the best people on another side in different sort of sections. Eventually the dude, one of the head dudes who was over that location was like, hey y'all, what's it called? He was like, people in this color, y'all gone.
Damn.
Yeah.
Just mass fired.
Or no, wait, was it like 2 weeks?
Yeah, so they had like, some people had like 2 weeks, some people was in July, and then some people was like October.
So yeah, so they like mass fired everybody.
What line were you guys in?
So this is the funny thing. I wasn't even there that day.
Oh. That's hilarious.
No, but what's so funny, so I was actually in Austin, Texas on vacation.
You got fired on your vacation?
Yeah, and the way that I found out was I was actually coming back home to Arkansas. And I had drove to Austin, Texas because I thought about moving. All right, so the way that I got fired from HP before they so rudely interrupted. So I was going to Austin, Texas on vacation, and I was gone for like, I think 5 days, and I was driving back to the city, to back home. I lived in Conway at the time, and I was driving back and my friend told me, hey, something's going on at HP. And I'm like, what you mean? And they're like, yo, we all just got fired. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he was like, they brought us to a gym and they said, y'all are gone. And then like some, but and then it was crazy. But then, because I think after that, people started destroying like the building a little bit.
Yeah,
what?
They was acting like real.
Yeah, people were upset because a lot of people is. I felt bad for the people who had just like bought a new home.
Yeah, they
bought
a new car. I just bought a new house,
bruh. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I forgot about that. And it was like real wild.
And a car. Shit, I forgot about that. Really? Yeah, I bought a house and a car.
So that's why they took everyone to the gym. Exactly. So maybe they could destroy the gym instead of the.
Exactly. That's why they did it. They just went off site. And it was real wild. And I remember being like, yo, this is wild. This is like wild to me. Cause I was like, this is the first time I ever like had been laid off, so to speak. And so it was real wild. But that's just like a short little HP. Cause after that, they're still there, but it's only like the salespeople side or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it was real wild.
I actually like, cause then they gave you like a severance package, which wasn't that much.
Yeah.
But you had like 60 days to go back. And I got hired back like on day 59, but it was on the Medicaid side.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I worked at the Medicaid side where I was talking to doctors and being like, it was stupid.
Talking about their printers?
Nah, it was like, so apparently like HP, like DH, they own like Arkansas Medicaid. So they would do all like the enrollment and stuff like that. Oh. Like through
that's funny. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man, I ain't either.
That's why.
Yeah, so when I applied, I didn't know what was going on. I was just like, yeah, I did it, you know. So yeah. I was there for like a few more years downtown Little Rock.
That's wrong. Because I remember, wasn't it the way that you got let go was, he's married and his wife worked at the same place.
Yeah.
But your wife, they kept your wife, but they let you go.
They let me go in like July.
I was like, damn.
I was like, man, y'all could have did that though. Y'all could have.
It's a little awkward.
At the time, yeah. So I mean,
it was real weird.
It was weird.
Good times.
It was. I met L, and then we did that video for HP.
Oh my god! Don't remind me that. We did the Harlem Shake at HP.
We did the Harlem Shake.
Are y'all on an instructional video on how to have fun at work?
Man, it was stupid. We like, I would still get like emails from people like from different countries because we did like these. HP song, HP one. But the good part was is that we met Burn one through. Remember, I took you to Atlanta. Well, shit, here. Dude. And we had did the, because me and Burn one had that track.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's when we linked up.
Yeah, that's how. So I met Burn one, Walt, and Ricky through Dushan. He was like the bridge. So, yeah, super crazy. Wild times. But, enough about HP.
Sorry to take y'all down that path.
No, it's fine. It's memories. I'm over here like laughing. So, because I met Sean at HP, and like I think by that time you were like, I do music.
Yeah.
And like, I think, like, now, how long have you been doing like music, singing and performing?
Man, the funny thing is, that was like when I was really getting started.
Really?
Yeah.
What? I thought you had been like 10 years in the game.
I had released my first album there because a dude in Tech did the album cover.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. So I was that was like
2012.
Yeah.
Wow. That's when you started.
That's when I started taking it serious.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. That's wild. So yeah. So R&B singers singing all over Arkansas and just. Man, just performing everywhere. We've gone on tour together.
Yeah.
And so I was like his videographer, photographer.
Yeah.
We have a lot of stuff. Man, you're starting to remind me of these weird stories that I remember from tour. And like
just save the not all here.
Yeah, I have one for not all here already. But anyway, enough of that. What's going on, everybody?
How y'all doing, man? It's episode 29.
Yo, I'm not going to lie to you. I want to bring up something. I want to switch over things a little bit to what's going on in the world right now.
What?
So basically, let me ask you this before I bring it up, and I think Jay know where I'm going to take this. Do you believe in aliens?
Do I believe in aliens?
Yeah.
Are you taking it there?
Yeah, we're taking
it
there.
Oh, man. I don't think so.
Whoa, really?
Oh, wow.
But do I think that something lives? I mean, I guess that's what they're gonna call aliens, but
well, just you know, aliens, you know, a different type of I don't know, I was about to say alien, but
I think other shit lives out there,
okay?
But I don't know if they like visiting Earth, like I would, oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I feel like there's like different parts of heaven that you might get past, you know, that might be out there.
There's aliens in heaven,
man, that would be weird. Probably call them like different names. I think they probably, you know, I think, you know, we call them aliens, but it might, you might be seeing parts of you know.
He's like, my name's Joseph.
No. Right. It's like, man, you call me an alien. Like, that's
my name's Joseph.
Right. It's like, I'm an angel. Like,
the reason why I say that is because I've been, man, I don't know about you. I don't know if you've seen it being on social media. Have you seen just more and more like footage just leak out of like stuff that's getting unclassified?
Yeah. So another one just came out and, we talked about this forever ago, but okay. Middle of June is when all of them are supposed to hit.
Oh, okay.
From the whole Pentagon thing.
Yeah.
Basically, it was a really weird part of a COVID relief bill.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it was Donald Trump or who wanted it in there, but someone put into the COVID relief bill that the Pentagon had to release a bunch of UFO information. So it's hitting in the middle and. In like a month, like middle of June, it's supposed to all hit.
Damn, yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, I was just like, bro, it's weird. These alien like footage. Like my girl was showing me something of a picture of. I guess it would. It's like hard to believe what is like the real unclassified thing that the government's releasing versus what somebody is like. Maybe if somebody photoshopped something.
Uh huh.
Because I had seen one. And it looked like a picture of like a ship, like the, now when I say clear, it's not really super clear and detailed, but it looks like something in the sky. Like you see something.
All right, you need to send me that.
Yeah, I got to send it to you.
So I do have a theory.
Okay. Speak it to the mic.
The microphone.
There you go.
Microphone check. Yeah. So I do have a theory. Okay.
Okay.
I don't really talk about this to most people.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Either it's going to be good or it's going to be bad.
Most people don't really like, have these kind of you know, converse about these type of things, and I like to do this, you know, not into a deep part of it. So I feel like, you know, I'm Christian, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like, so if you think about it, like if we as Christians, we believe that Jesus is going to return, right? And God's going to return, and that's supposed to be like the rapture. So what's going to happen, like to other people, like how's the world going to justify it, right? Like, because there are certain things that's supposed to happen. Like, there's the wars and rumors of wars, right? So, if the rapture is supposed to happen and people are supposed to leave, then what happens to the people that's, quote unquote, left behind, right? So, there has to be some type of theory of what happened to these people. So, I feel like the stuff that's occurring, because, you know, Christianity is based off, if you go through history, you can kind of, you know, you can validate Christianity, right? So I feel like it has to have something for the people that's left behind. So like, let's say, like 40% of the world is dead, right? Or their bodies are still here. Then, right, what is going to be said is that, oh, they must have been taken by
aliens,
right? Oh. Or they didn't get, this is a little bit deeper, they didn't get vaccinated, right? Or COVID took them away. Like, it has to be something, okay, right? So I feel like those type of things occur to justify the coming of sweet baby Jesus.
So then, let me get this straight. So you're saying Jesus is an alien?
No, I'm saying, like, once the rapture comes and he returns, people will say that these people are no longer here because they got
aliens
raptured away by aliens and not by by what they want to believe is.
Okay. So rather than saying that it was Jesus that came back, they're going to say that they were taken by aliens,
right? Because basically they're going to be the ones that left behind, right? So those are the ones who probably didn't believe in sweet baby Jesus.
Gotcha.
So there has to be some justification of why this occurred. Because if you go through the stuff that happens, like in America, all the stuff that biblically happens in the Bible that's supposed to happen, we don't see that. You know what I mean? Because we don't have war on our land. Like all the things that happen in Jerusalem and Israel, those things aren't prevalent to us because it doesn't affect us. Right. We still gonna eat these veggie hot dogs. You know what I'm saying? Like, that stuff doesn't affect us. But when you're in the midst of all of that, then you can kind of see, like, what's occurring in the world and how it lines up to what sweet baby Jesus said.
Gotcha. Man, that's a lot. Well,
I mean, I try to say, I don't talk about it. You know what I'm saying? We just out here thugging.
That's an interesting take. I wouldn't have thought like that. Because I feel like, have you ever seen Jay? Have you ever heard of the show? I think me, you, and Silence might have talked about it. The show, it's not Left Behind.
Leftovers.
The Leftovers.
Yeah.
There's a TV show kind of like about that. But it's basically like where it's not even like 40%, it's only like 5%
or 1 or 2%. Okay. Like one day, the world, 1% of the population just disappears.
And then
people are trying to figure out what that was.
Exactly.
Was that a religious thing? Was that, you know?
Exactly. Which is, if 1% of what is like 7.2 billion people,
let's just
that's
call
like
it eight. Let's just call it 8.
Eight. So that's like 800,000. Was that 8 million people that leave? That's dead, right? That leave all of a sudden.
I'm not good at math. Do the calculation probably. Let's just call it 8 million.
Yeah, because 10% of 8 billion is.
Is it 80 million?
Yeah.
So then it'd be 8 million people just disappear.
Yeah, so that's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah, that's
so wild. Also, you think about it, like, if we can go deeper into it, because I'm about that. Like, what if, you know, like the percentage of, you know, like the Ten Commandments, right? Like, what if those commandments, like those people who, because if you only got Ten Commandments, like, what if you violated Ten Commandments?
Oh, okay.
And what is the percentage of people who never really violated those Ten Commandments?
If I was
like
a betting
1%
man
of the world.
I feel like it's less than 1% who hasn't broken.
Right. So that wouldn't that be kind of ironic, right? Like, the, you know, that's like it's probably like 1% of people who.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. At first, I was like, where are you going with this?
Man, it's so easy. This is, man, ponytail L. I'm out here in these streets all day. I like math. You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
And I like theory. But at the same time, I don't care about it.
Yeah, I feel you. That's interesting. But I guess that makes sense. I would to bring that back to the spaceship thing. I was saying it's kind of, to me, it was weird that all these things are starting to pop up more for me anyway.
Yeah.
Or it could be another thing where I'm just like, I haven't been on social media as much, and so because I get back on, it's like, let me show you this. You know, the algorithm's showing you more of this, and this.
I think it is coming to light more now than ever. I don't know if there's a reason for that, if that's strategic, if they're slowly rolling it out because something is coming, or if we're just all conspiracy theory type people just eating it up and watching it and enjoying it and trying to figure out what it is.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I know, Jay, your plan first. Now, let's just, going on the hypothetical.
Yeah.
Let's say aliens do exist, just like those green monsters that you see in cartoons.
Are they tall or like small aliens?
There's like a mixture of both, I think. And so, some
like
of them tall.
They're
some
skinny, though.
Like a Shaq alien.
They're skinny. They're not fat.
Oh, they're like they're all,
so you
they
feel
out.
Like you feel like you could maybe fuck them up, but maybe not.
right.
So I know your plan, Jay, if like for some reason aliens started to come, your plan would be to go back to...
I'm going to the swamp
because
I feel like the aliens, they're going to want to fuck up Atlanta. You know what I mean?
Oh, that
there's
makes
a lot of people here.
It's a metropolitan area. That makes sense.
They're going to leave the swamp alone. It's just a...
couple people like, out there.
We don't go to the backwoods.
Like, if you was an alien, would you come to a world popular? Like, let's just say it was vice versa, right? And you were from here and you had to go to their place. Like, would you hit the slab and be like, now I'm going to jump off of where everybody at? Me personally, I'm going to where ain't nobody at and fuck that shit up.
Really?
And then I'm going to get used to that and be like, all right, cool. Then
work your way up to the cities.
Exactly. That's why they be having crops in them little weird ass spots.
It depends on your weapons, because say you got a bomb, you're not going to waste a bomb on just like 10 people.
Yeah.
You're gonna bomb a place that's got like a million people. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, I think, you know what, aliens might just be some bitch ass people. Because like, why what you waiting on? You know what I mean?
I mean, that too. Or they could just be like, you know, why would we?
Because they're some bitch ass niggas. Like, that's they like, man, you know what, we good over here. Like, what are, like, let's think, what are the aliens doing on Monday?
Like, I don't know. That's a good question.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they some regular, they some bitch ass dudes that just
chilling.
Yeah, just chilling.
Watching TV.
Yeah, they like, man, you know what? We trying to see what LeBron's going to do. Like, they trying to find out the new Space Jam. You know what I mean? Oh, Lord.
They want to wait for that to come out before they
yeah,
they
that's
come
what I'm saying. If there's aliens, they had to have a purpose, right? Because everything has a purpose. Like, if everything is. So, okay, we're going to go there.
No. Let's not go there.
So we're saying that God created aliens? Because if that's the case, they had to have a purpose, right? Because gnats have a purpose. They're here to like repopulate the
what are gnats' purpose?
Man, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked.
They just fly around.
Yeah, yeah. So no. So gnats' purpose is to be eaten by other insects.
Oh, they're food for others.
Yeah, for the pyramid. Okay. Pyramid. And also, without gnats, you won't be able. Like, they populate. They take the seeds from flowers and throw them shits on other flowers. Mm. So that's how you get. Because you know, it's not like roses. Be like, go to high school with another rose and be like, man, you's a bad bitch. You know what I'm saying? Let's have some more roses. Like, no, they kind of like, somebody has to take their seed and throw it on another seed and boom. So that's the purpose of gnats. So aliens have to have a purpose
let me ask you this. You're talking about that too. All right, so switching the topic.
Gang,
what's the purpose of a roach?
A roach? Man.
To survive the nuclear holocaust. If we all
to
fuck up each
the human
other
race?
They will survive.
That is a good question.
They never die, man.
They might be a good example of being relentless.
I could see that.
You know,
maybe they're here to show us how much, if you persevere through things, you'll make it through anything.
Forever. Everybody wanted to be these like snakes and eagles and stuff. Y'all really need to be roaches.
Oh,
and
boy.
Ants.
And ants. Oh yeah, yeah.
Ants and roaches. That should be your new mixtape.
Nope.
Ants and roaches.
Nope.
Damn it. That's probably why Ant-Man never caught on with Marvel. Like, nobody wants to see Ant-Man.
Yeah, he's like not. I don't think he's one of the popular ones, but he's, you know, he's still cool, but he's not like Captain America or Iron Man.
Or can we say Black Panther? Damn.
Black Panther?
Like, teacher, I like Sorry. Black Panther. We in Atlanta too, man. What the hell is going on?
Oh, my God. Shut up.
What the fuck is going on?
But all that. It's just weird that all this stuff comes out and we're just seeing more and more of it. And so, I kind of feel like I was telling Jay this, but I kind of feel like, we're gonna be underwhelmed if aliens do exist. I feel like it's gonna be underwhelming.
I disagree.
I think it's gonna
it's gonna be the biggest thing we ever seen.
Wow.
I don't know about that.
Biggest thing.
How?
Because think about all the different opinions. Like, you know, you just approached it with the religious opinion.
Yeah.
So like, there's a lot of religions on Earth. So there's a lot of countries on Earth.
Ah. Yeah.
So how are these different countries going to accept this news? Are we all going to come together as one? Are we going to war over who gets to talk to them first?
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to... Are we going to
be peaceful about it? Or are we going to shoot them?
Yeah. Are there going to be riots in the streets? Are people going to demand peace? Are people going to demand war? We need to fuck them up before they fuck us up.
Okay, I see what you're talking
about.
If it
ties into it, right? We're just talking. That's what we're doing. It's a podcast. People talk. You know, like, so if Jesus is supposed, like, let's say I wasn't a Christian, and there was another religion that says that their savior is going to crack the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Right, let's say.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so what are we saying aliens are going to do? They're going to come through the sky and beam up people.
It depends.
Or it depends if they want to kill us. But
if they're friendly or hostile.
Yeah, some people are going to die, right? So if they get beamed up, means, like, because the sweet baby Jesus is not taking the body, right? He's like, man, you know, I'm good off of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, What are we saying? Like, so are we saying that Jesus is an alien? Because if Jesus, if the Bible is true and it says that the sky's gonna be cracked, right? And we, and so for us who are, who believe in Christian the faith, right? We're saying that Jesus is gonna return and he's supposed to crack the sky. Because aliens, if they come, are they not gonna come all the way across the whole world? They're not gonna crack the world, Scott. They're gonna come in Montana and people ain't gonna know that's in Arkansas. We still gonna be weird pig suey.
Where are we going? Where?
Hey, you took it a lot of different places.
I
know, just
man,
now.
I do. That's what I do. That's what I do. When we go back to HP, I can tie
no,
it back.
No. You're fine. It's okay. I was gonna say because I think maybe my brain can't fathom that. As far as like, I guess to me it doesn't make sense. But at the same time, aliens were something that human created. Like the idea of an alien. You know, it's human created, right? Well, kind of, sort of.
Well, no, it's something we can't explain. So we came up with unidentified flying objects.
Gotcha. No, I think what I'm talking about is like the idea of what they look like, because we really don't know what they look like.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like what movies say aliens look like. You know, they might not look nothing like that. They might look like a ball of gas or something. You know,
that might be true.
And so. But it'd just be interesting. And so I see what you're talking about, Jay, where, because I didn't realize, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. The whole world would have to be like, all right, what are we about to do? And we have to kind of work together to figure out, like, okay, if they want to come talk to us, who's going to talk? Who's going to do the talking? And where are we going to go? You know, how are we going to take this? Are we going to be peaceful? You know, if they retaliate and be like, hey, we're about to take this whole place, y'all gone, what are we going to do? And then basically, it kind of reminds me of, on a bigger scale version of Cloverfield, you know, like the movie. And yeah. Like that monster came down, everybody's like, all right, we gotta figure some shit out.
Yeah.
And so it kind of feels like
that. Have y'all seen Contact?
Yeah. The one with, what's that woman's name?
I forgot her name.
Jodie Foster?
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew something about.
I feel like it'll be like that, where like there's these different factions where like the people were like protesting and like, you know, they're like, not rioting, but like it'll be like that, like everywhere.
Some people are going to be like, we should kill them. Some people are like, no, we need to chill out. And so I could see that. That makes sense. Because I think a lot of people, it'll probably, that makes sense. I think everything would get divided.
Hopefully we never see this and none of these scenarios ever occur. But if they do occur, this is going to be some interesting shit.
Knock on wood. That's interesting. Yeah, but yeah, I just want to bring it up because like I kept seeing it and it like it just keeps popping up. But nowadays with like how social media is and how good people are at like Photoshop technology.
There's gonna be alien memes 10 seconds into it.
Bro, I really believe, like, have you ever seen that meme? Somebody, and I know, I think Jay, you might have seen it, where someone said, even if the world was ending, people would still be posting memes.
Yeah.
And it'd be like the Jordan face on the world.
Yeah, true. Yeah, definitely. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's so, like, L and J, you feel me? LJ.
LJ.
It's like, it's crazy because even with Instagram, right?
Uh huh.
It's like that is it's a prophecy. Like I was telling, so you know I do marketing and graphics.
Okay.
And so a lot of people want to know how to get their product and stuff, you know, pushed. And it used to be where you would have to focus like mainly on the product. You know what I mean? Like this is why you like a product. This is why you want to use a product. Mm-hmm. But like really, if you want to market something and get people to view your stuff, the best way to do it is to get people to talk about themselves, right? Because that's what it is. Like now, that's why you see so many people saying, "Hey, you know, tell me about you." Like when I came out with my single Smile, I didn't tell you that about my song, right? It came out, you know, it did better than what I expected because all I wanted people to do was send me a picture of their smile. They didn't give, you know, so they wanted to smile, and so they would just put my song on there because they wanted to show. Like people was literally hitting me back like, "I gotta get my hair done. You know, I gotta buy this new outfit." And I'm like, "My nigga, all you gotta do is smile." You know what I mean? Like, but when you get involved with that, like it kind of all goes back to like, even, you know, I was telling people, like, if you want to be good in marketing, look at, it's going to sound weird again, L, but like the Bible kind of tells you, like, people are going to be lovers of themselves, and kids are going to argue, fathers are going to go against mothers, sons are going to go against fathers, like it's all this stuff that's going on. So I just so happen to just profit off of it, because I understand if you want to push a product, then people don't care about your product. Like at the end of the day, all they care about is getting their own likes and getting followers.
They're like, what can you do for me?
Right. How does this product benefit me?
Right. How does this product benefit me? So that's why even when people only share shit when other people start sharing it. right? Like, yeah, you feel left out. You feel left out, like,
FOMO. You fear of missing out.
Yeah, it's like, because I seen some ugly shirts that people put out, and people be tagging them other people. And I ain't gonna lie, I sit there and be like, well, shit, I know this person. Maybe I need to put they, you know, they shirt. But I'm like, man, that shit's ugly. But after like 20 people share it, you feel like, you know, like, oh, it must be cool. You know what I'm saying? Or album. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, everybody likes J. Cole's album.
Yeah,
that was J. Cole is my favorite artist.
Okay.
This is my least favorite album of J. Cole's.
Really?
Yeah, but I can't, and I'm not gonna get caught into the fact because he, you know, because oh, J. Cole, J. Cole. I'm like, no, this shit was. I had to listen to it four times, and for me to like it. You know what I mean? But everybody likes it so much, and it's like people was putting stank faces memes like man, that like acting like, you know how they do that, the church one, like like, then they just putting quotes of J. Cole, like he can rap, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I haven't heard it yet, so I can't. I have.
Oh, you haven't heard it yet? No. Oh man. So what I wanted to say was, so J. Cole's album, I think my homie T. Rose put it best, because I remember I listened to the J. Cole album on the way back home to Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I was driving, and then I listened to it on the way back to Atlanta, and I liked a lot of the production that he chose on there, and the songs to me were cool, but I think what it was is that it didn't flow together, if that makes sense. Sort of I guess, I don't think it's called a curator. Who is it? The executive producer, whoever put the track listings, however they were put, kind of didn't really just seamlessly flow together. It didn't seem like, until
it seemed like one long I'm the GOAT like poem.
Oh, I can see that.
Poem. Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's y'all funny. Got me messed up. You know what I'm saying? I'm the
GOAT. I can see that.
Now I'm about to play professional basketball.
Exactly,
in Africa.
Yeah. But I like the album. Now, would I say it's my favorite of his? I'm trying to think of all his albums. I still think. We'll see. What was the album before
2014,
this?
2014. Was the one before Hills this? Was hot. Yeah, was my, is my favorite.
That was a good album. I also liked, I did like, was it Born
K-O-D?
Sinner?
Oh, Born Sinner was good.
Born Sinner.
Yeah.
And what was the one you just said?
K.O.D.
K.O.D. Oh, I forgot about K.O.D. Yeah. K.O.D. had some nice ones, but I didn't, overall, I was like, okay.
My thing was good. Like, the marketing was so perfect for this album. Like, dude could have been like on Reasonable Doubt status with it. Like, the photography was cinematic. It was dope. Then, like, think about it, he dropped them shoes.
Oh yeah, that's right. Then, with Puma,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, and then he like he had, oh, then the LA Leaker freestyle was, oh, like, it was stupid.
Crazy.
Then the documentary, and then it was like, you know, some people might say, hey, that's what made his album great, but I just feel like, you know, this is the album with the features, and then you know, 21 Savage, you know. You know, but and then he had the career in professional sports, and he comes out and scores him 3 points.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, yeah,
scores 3 points.
All right, so talking with like the rollout of that, right? Uh-huh. And you mentioned that you do like music marketing.
Yeah.
So I got like a 2021 question, right?
I'm in this.
Okay. Oh. Do you have to be a social media star to make it as a musician?
No.
In the current space right now.
No.
Okay, so what's the route away from that? Let's say somebody doesn't know how to get their social media popping.
Right.
What route do you think they can take as a musician in 2021?
So I guess it's like being organic, right? So most people want to get that blue, you know, check by their name.
Yeah.
But like, if like me, I have 3,500 followers, but I really know all 3,500 of my followers. You know, I might know, like, I probably don't know like 200 of them, but for the most part, like, I know the people that's following me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's like, it's about having content that's going to reach those people. You know what I mean? Cause so everybody wants to be Jay-Z and Beyonce as far as financially being able to do shit. Okay. But at the same time, like, you know, Cameron said it a long time ago. He was like, y'all want to be Jay-Z and Beyonce. He was like, I'm the American dream.
You know
what I'm saying? He was like, I'm the one who came from the hood, and I, you know, I'm making whatever, whatever. Like, if you make it, like, who wouldn't, like, you can make $100,000 and not have a million followers. You get your marketing, right?
Yeah.
With merchandise, you go on tour, you sell your songs, you know, you have other things that you, you know, you can do public speaking, you know what I'm saying? Mentoring, you know, those type of shits that you can do that, you know, you might, you know, not be able to, you might not have 20,000, 30,000, but then eventually those things grow. But do you have to have it? No. And but I feel like it does help. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you don't have to have it. Mm-hmm. Because there are certain people that I know who not even on social media, and they don't work for nobody else.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all they do is music. They do voiceovers. They do commercials. You know what I'm
that
saying?
Makes sense,
like,
yeah.
It's so much money you can, you know, it's so much shit you can do
right.
outside of just, because rapping and singing ain't going to pay your shits. It's the stuff out. It's like playing basketball almost. Like, you can make a good contract, but LeBron's, you know what I'm saying? All these people are making money. Shaq, they making money endorsements and stuff that music brings.
Other stuff they invested in or stuff that they want to bring out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel that. All right, so should I just jump into the next part?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so we got 21 questions. It's a segment we do sometimes. Just kind of silly, stupid questions. We can go through them quick, or if you want to take any of them slower, you know what I mean? We can slow it down a little.
I mean, you know, I'm out here.
All right. Most underrated musical instrument?
Violin.
Violin, that's a dope one.
Okay.
Crunchy peanut butter or smooth?
Oh man, crunchy all day.
Ooh, that, nice.
Correct.
With the strawberry preserves on it.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. When it comes to chicken wings, drums or flats?
Flats. I don't eat chicken, but I'm going with flats.
Okay.
Because girls like flats.
I agree with that as well. Yes. Blue cheese or ranch on the
wings?
Oh
boy, you taking me there, huh? Blue cheese.
You missed me with that one.
I don't eat chicken. Like, come on, man.
I got you.
Yeah, so I mean, girls like that. I mean,
that's hilarious.
You know, I don't eat chicken, but yeah. All
right. Mm. So what's your spirit animal?
Ah, man. So we just talked about that. I'm a motherfucking dog. I got that from Draymond. Spirit animal, man. I think I'm a lion.
A lion? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's interesting.
All right. Name a place you want to visit you've never been.
London.
Oh, nice. London.
That's
yeah,
a
I want to go there too.
Yeah.
Okay. Name a place you have visited and never want to go back.
Oh.
Man. Conway, Arkansas.
Oh.
I hate Conway. That shit's right around the corner,
yeah,
man.
No.
Yeah. I don't ever have to go to Conway again.
Yeah, there's really nothing going on. Yeah.
I hope nobody listens. They're like,
man,
they
ain't gonna do shit.
All right. Favorite subject in school?
Oh, math.
Math.
I could
okay.
do that.
Yeah.
Least favorite subject in school?
Man, so this is gonna sound weird. I really liked all of my subjects, but English.
English, okay.
Yeah. I had a feeling you were gonna say that.
Miss Pickering used to, boy, she used to, we used to do like college papers in school, and I'd be like, this shit's stupid.
That might be the English. Same for me, English. Yeah. All right, name one non-music related goal of yours.
So I want to box. I want to win a title.
In
Masters, because after certain pass, I want to win a Masters. I'm going to win.
Oh, golf?
Yeah, no. So it's different levels. So I can't go professional.
Oh, okay.
But there's
okay.
like different, like you know, I guess J. Cole shit. You know,
so just straight up boxing or like MMA type stuff?
No, boxing.
I'm
hands.
MMA.
Yeah, okay. I can't mess with them MMA folks. No, I like my face too much for that.
Get the cauliflower on your ear a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, man, that it ain't coming back from there. And I got small ears, so.
All right. Name a guilty pleasure of yours.
I like cereal at night.
Okay.
Yeah, cereal it'd be like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'd be in there fucking up some Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
You know. Also, right. Go ahead.
Which would be? Excuse me. Which would be better, the ability to read minds or the ability to fly?
Fly, because people's minds is fucked up. Like, I just really get I want to get away from people, like, because you know,
I feel it.
Yeah,
I
don't
want
to know what you really think, because I like to be happy. You'd be fucked up. Like, I'd be sitting
here,
happy, thinking L like me. He'd be like, man, I can't wait for this nigga to stink. This nigga farted on my damn podcast.
Bliss.
Yeah,
you'd be like, it's better off that I don't know.
Yeah, let me fly and go to London.
Exactly.
If a life changing amount of money appeared in your bank account tomorrow, what's the first thing you buy?
What the first thing I'm buying? Studio.
Mm. Okay. Setting up a studio.
Yeah, nice. And then a grill. I'm getting
and then
my
a grill.
Yeah, and my stomach tatted. Okay.
You were
I already thought about this shit. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
All right. Who would you rather fight, aliens or zombies?
Man, zombies.
Zombies?
Yeah, they already dead.
Zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, aliens might have some strength. They jab, you know, because if you boxing
they
right,
jab,
like
they
arms might be long as shit.
They you tall too.
Yeah, they jab might be like, you know, zombies. They a little slow. I can catch them with a 3 and a 4. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my god!
Unless it's like the 28 days later zombies.
Yeah.
Those, that's a different kind.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That's hilarious.
All
right,
what's the best state in the United States of America?
The best state, California.
Okay. Mm, Cali? Interesting.
Yeah.
What's the worst fast food chain?
Rallies.
I kind of fuck with them a little bit.
Yeah. I like their fries.
Yeah.
I
like that, that's why that's making them so bad, because you're going to die.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're going to keep eating that shit. You're going to die.
All right.
And it's only in the hood. Why, you know what I'm saying? Like, I grew up in the hood. Like,
true.
They put
that,
it's got to be that bad because they only put that shit in the hood.
Interesting.
All right. Give me an artist that more people should know about. The answer can't be yourself.
Yeah, Nick Grant.
Yeah, Nick Grant's fire.
He's super dope.
All right. What two teams will be in the NBA Finals?
The Lakers and the 76ers.
Mm. Whoa, Sixers. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Interesting pick.
I think defense wins championships, and Nets don't play any defense. Mm. And the Lakers have the number one defense in the NBA.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Damn.
All right. Since I learned earlier you were an NBA guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Most overrated NBA player.
Overrated. It has to be James Harden.
Oof.
Damn.
Yeah. You said the most overrated. Yeah, he plays no defense, so he's on one side of the ball.
I feel it.
Got you. Most underrated NBA player.
Michael Conley.
Okay.
Mm. It was going to be Dame, but he's getting his praise.
Yeah, he's probably
he's my favorite NBA
properly
player.
Properly rated.
Yeah.
And last one, what's your dream car?
Dream car is a 1967 Ford Mustang.
Classic.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say 1967 Honda Civic. No.
Man, I got that already. Nah, them things is beautiful. I got to have one of them.
And that's it. We got through those quick.
21 questions. That's pretty good. That's what I was going
to
say.
I want to be the best one. You see, I'm competitive. So who else been doing this? I'm trying to fuck them up.
Oh, Lord. I think only a few people have done it. Oh,
man.
What was I going to say? You had said something earlier. Oh, you're talking about cereal. You know, I think the last time I had cereal, I kid you not, has been like 3 or 4 years.
Man, it's been a while
cereal.
For me, but I had some before I came here. You know what I'm saying? Like this week, I had some at night because I was taking these pictures with L and everything, and I fell off. You feel me? But I get back on.
It's just like I don't know why. I just haven't gone to do it just because I'm like, no, I'm straight.
What's the goat cereal?
Oh, Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, so
whoa.
It's two. It's Frosted Flakes and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I respect that opinion.
Yeah.
That's pretty much mine as well.
Yeah.
I would flip the two.
I can't mess with you if you say Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yeah. Like that's like saying, you know, I get it. Like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Mm-hmm. But did you know if you put raisins in Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you take it to a whole nother level?
I did not
raisins,
know.
Raisins, Cinnamon Toast
also
Crunch.
Also, Shrimp Tails.
Shrimp Tails.
And Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
It'll go viral on
that's what you're talking about. I was like, boy,
y'all are familiar with what I'm talking about?
I just now remember what you're talking about.
No.
So this went viral. Somebody found Shrimp Tails in their Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh.
And it went viral. And then Cinnamon Toast Crunch denied it.
Yo,
they were like, nah. Get that out of here.
Yeah.
They sent it to a lab.
Wow.
And the lab processed it, and then they figured out what happened. Somebody at the factory was eating shrimp and then accidentally got the shit in the food.
I mean, shrimp is hot fire.
Yeah, but on the job, they were just like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, they need to pay them more, I guess. But if they eating shrimp on their break, they got to be getting paid pretty well over there.
Well, I'm pretty sure they were doing it on the job because how else is it going to get in there?
Yeah. You're right. Damn.
That's hilarious.
They eating shrimp on the line.
That must be a boring job if you're just sitting there and you can eat.
I mean, how fun would it be to just watch a machine put cinnamon
cereal
on
there?
Yeah.
And you just got to make sure it works?
Yeah,
probably
you
got
to
boring.
Have a like, really fucked up childhood to end up being.
Let me ask you this, because I don't think, and Jay, you can answer this too. Mm. What's the most boring job you've ever had?
Oh, God.
I'm going to start with you.
Okay, the most boring job. Working at HP the second time. Dude, that second time, bro. Like, so the funny thing is, it was the most boring, but it was because of that job I learned how to do graphics.
Oh, because you were so bored and had all the time?
I started a graphic company and they had a 24-hour turnaround because people would send me stuff and I would be like, I got time, and I'd just sit at my desk
and
pump it out. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, but HP was boring, bro. Like, I would just walk downtown, and, you know, downtown Little Rock was boring too. And
Not a lot going on.
Shit was boring.
Bro, I've had so many, but I'm going to go with the dog boarding place. And I might have already told this story on another podcast, but I worked at a dog boarding place where there was a pen outside and the dogs would go play in the pen outside, but there had to be someone outside with the dogs.
Yeah.
So for an 8-hour shift, I'm standing in a pen full of 30 dogs. That's the shift.
Oh, yeah.
That's so boring.
And it's like the first 30 minutes is kind of fun, kind of play with the dogs. And, hey,
yeah.
You know, stupid dog.
So they play, do they play for a whole 8 hours? Or do they take naps? Or do you gotta feed them? Or
it's like the first 30 minutes they're turning up, and then after that it's just chill.
Oh. What do you do?
Nothing. Look at your phone until your phone dies.
Oh,
that's hilarious.
And you gotta stay out there. That and this sucks. Was before like smartphones. Oh, that I had sucks. Like a Nokia, so I was just playing Snake. that shit was terrible.
That's hilarious. I think my most boring job had to be working at either State Farm or I'm trying to think.
Was it before HP you worked at State Farm?
No, this was after the fact. State Farm. Just because talking about insurance and like I hate call center jobs. Like I hate them. And I also worked at the health insurance Blue Cross Blue Shield doing call center, and I hated that job. But I think that or I'm trying to think of what else did I do. I think sometimes. Well, no, that's not really boring. It was actually my favorite job. I think really. No, I'm gonna say that State Farm job or like HP, because after a while you just get so bored because you're going through these same steps and you got to deal with angry people, and you're just like, man, they're angry at you for no reason, and it just sucked. You know, doing that for 8 hours talking to people.
That's the worst.
Especially, one of the worst things that I hated when I was working at HP was like when you would get someone who was older and they didn't know how to work the computer.
Yeah.
And most of the time, what people would try to do is they try to be like, hey, let me just, log into your computer and like remote access it.
Log me in 123.com?
We had our own interface.
Basically, we'd be like, hey, just do this. I'm going to walk you through it so that way you could do it and get done quicker. But like, And then the one thing that I hated too, and I know you had to deal with this, one thing I hated, so when you work at a call center, they close like the incoming calls at a certain time.
Yeah.
But sometimes there would be like calls left in there that you had to answer. And if you were unlucky, you had to stay over the shift and like finish it. And I fucking hated it.
Yeah.
Because it happened to me like a few times.
Yeah, it was the good ones. Most of them, they'd just be dumping the calls. They'd be like, you'd be like, welcome to Duke. Yeah, be like, but we used to wait for them, Johns.
Yeah, it sucked. Or what you would do, if you were smart, if you had a call that was leading them to it, you would try to stay on the line
for
a long time. So that before, like, they're like, okay, if I stay on long enough, somebody else is going to get the call. You would just wait, and it's like a minute, 5 minutes before, you're like, okay, I should be fine. Yeah. And you'd be like, okay, that's it. Then we're done. And then you just finish it. This is so funny because I think most of the time I'm really a lazy. I'm the hardest working laziest person I know.
Yeah,
the hardest laziest or whatever. Because what happens, I would always find ways to make like the job easier.
Oh yeah,
or make things easier so that way I don't have to do as much work.
Man, so that was the funny thing. Like I hated talking on the phone, and I had came to the realization like once it hit me, it was like, man, the quickest way to get off this phone is to take all the calls. Like when people realize that, if you take the most calls and do the best, then you're gonna get promoted. Mm. So I just be sitting there like first 2 months, I was just sucking it up. All right, let me get to somebody get like 65, like let me get to 67, and I would just boom, 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 boom. Jeez. And I'd be like, yeah, you gotta get me up off this phone.
And they're like, you're promoted. You're like,
I was like, thank you. But like people who was dodging it, you know what I'm saying? It's like anything else. You dodge the work, you're gonna end up doing more work.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel that. That
so
makes
you know
sense.
What I'm saying? We out here. I'm just, putting in work so I can go to London and get this stomach tattoo.
I feel it.
Yeah. I feel it.
Well, we're at that point in the podcast where it's a not all here moment. And it looks like today we're going to have 3 not all here moments. And basically, just Sean, is a not all here moment is basically somewhere in your life you kind of have a dumb moment where you're like, wasn't really thinking.
I'm ready.
So
he's going down.
I'm going to go first. And it's actually involving one with you, not you but it's an experience that we shared. Because I forgot about it. So when we did like a small tour, you remember we were on the West Coast and we went to like all these different places, like LA, Phoenix. What's the other
one? San Diego.
All these other spots. It was all on the West Coast. It was super fun. It was cool. And it's like a two-parter. So we went to New Mexico one time. All right, we went into what I had never been to New Mexico. It was my first time, right? Mm-hmm. And we're going to go perform at this place. Like, I'm videoing and like Sean is performing. So we get there and it's like me, you, Gavin. Shout out to Gavin. Who else was there?
Was Raph there? I mean, we took a bunch of people.
I know. I can't. It was,
oh no, no, I know you're talking. Man, I forget. Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So it was a few of us, right? So we get to this place. I'm starting to notice that a lot of people are really nice here. Like overly nice.
Okay.
And that's weird to me. And I'm not used to people being so nice. And it's very weird. And so we get to this place, and like I remember at the time, right, we didn't have a drummer.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't have a drummer. So Sean was just like, hey, L, you got the beats for the songs performing. Just play it. Yeah. That'll be the drum. You just take out certain parts, but leave the drums in there.
Because he produced most of the songs.
Yeah, you know. And so I was like, that's cool. Press play and make sure everything was going. And they're performing. And there's these people who are like dancing to themselves. Mm-hmm. Almost like... I don't want to say it, but very cultish feeling here.
Yeah.
And I think after one or two songs, they're like, you're doing great. That's amazing. And then, like, you know, he's like, yeah, sorry. I think you said something on the mic and you were like, I'm sorry, we don't have a drummer.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then this woman was like, he drums, this random dude in the, in the crowd. And like, I'm weirded out. I'm like, yo, this is really weird. And so he goes up and he drums, and he's a horrible drummer.
Horrible.
He can't keep a beat or nothing.
He's the same beat.
Bro, he was, and like, she's like, he's been playing for, you know, a few years. And I'm like, he ain't been playing long enough. Because he would be like, dun,
dun. It wasn't even on tempo.
It wasn't even on tempo or nothing. It was off. It sounded like a little kid playing drums.
Yeah.
You know? And it was so funny. But like, I was just like,
did y'all just power through?
Power through. You don't
I
understand.
I threw up like 8 times before I got there. Like I had, cause the airplane made me sick. I didn't know that I had like this motion sickness.
Damn.
Yeah, so I was messed up already.
Yeah. And so it was like a funny experience. But after the thing, we're like, I think we were tired. We're like, hey, let's go back to the Airbnb that we got. But like, I keep walking around and people are just saying, what's up, whatever. I'm like, yo, these motherfuckers are weird. Like, why are they so nice? And then I think I had told you, or I was like, yo, is it weird to y'all? These motherfuckers are like just super nice. This is really weird. And they were like, are they? Or something like that. And then we go to sleep. And then it leads into, we went to, I think, Phoenix next.
Yeah.
So this is where it really gets, because I'm thinking the West Coast is weird as fuck. Because yeah. I'm like, there's these super nice people, and then I think in Phoenix, was it Phoenix?
Was it Tucson?
It was Tucson. Yeah. We go to Tucson, and I think we finish a show, and we're like, all right, we're heading to this house that we're staying at. Now, mind you, it's a desert.
That was Scottsdale.
My bad. Yeah, Scottsdale. Yeah. So it's like a desert, bro. We're on the road. There's no cars on the road, and I'm getting freaked out. Mm. Because I'm like, this is really weird. There's no cars on the road. Where's all the people?
It's like 7:30 too.
7:30 at night.
At night, okay.
Yeah. At night, on a Saturday, there's no cars out. So then I'm like, yo, we gotta stop for gas. And then we go into this gas station, and I'm like, there's no cars in this gas station. This is weird. And there's a Jack in the Box next to it, and I'm like, I'm hungry, but it doesn't look like nobody's in there. What the fuck is going on? It's 7:30. Sean goes, I'm gonna go in, and then I'm like, Sean, be careful. Because this is really weird and this is really scary. I feel like something's going to pop out or just something. And then you go in there and there's a guy in there. But I'm like, oh my gosh, Sean, watch out. Like, I'm really weirded out. And then he's like, oh yeah. Like he goes in there. I'm like, it's fine. We get gas. We go to Jack in the Box. And I go to the drive thru and I'm like, hello? And I don't hear nothing. This is weird. And then you hear a girl, hello. And I was like, oh shit, scared the fuck out of me. Go through and I go, hey, where's everybody? Did something happen? Why is there nobody here? And she's like, oh no, a lot of senior citizens live over here, so nobody is out at 7:30. And wow. I thought some really like foul, scary shit happened. Because yeah. There was nobody on. Like, I kid you, like when I tell you there's nobody on the road, there's nobody on the road.
It seems like a chill, peaceful place.
No. I'm talking about, like, it was like you would go in a spot and it was like,
it was eerie.
It was like, I run the town I feel like I want to visit.
But like nobody, they would pop up. Like it wasn't even like, yeah. It wasn't like people be waiting on you. It's like they'd just like evaporate. Randomly. Or they'd come in and be like,
they pop up from the floor.
Hey. And they'd be nice too. They'd be like, hi. Like, and you'd be like, hey, what's up? Like it was kind of weird. And then when we went to the Airbnb, like so this was the funny part. El probably don't remember this. Was traveling down this long ass road because El doesn't tell you. I thought he was being nice. El doesn't like riding. He wants to drive everywhere.
Yeah.
And so I didn't give a shit. So El was just driving. He was like, man, this road, it was like 6 miles. And so when we got to the Airbnb, like, I was like, L, yeah, we going out. I was like, man, I got to get something out the car. He was like, don't go out there. He was like, seriously, do not open the door. Do not go out there. Hey, we are in the building.
Because, now. Like, look, at night, this shit is scary because it's like the houses, like, they're not close to each other. They were, like, spread out.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it felt like a mile between houses. And so a mile and a half or something or whatever. So when you're out there and at night, you know, out there in the desert, it's like you see nothing but the stars. There's no lights out there. So it's like super dark and you don't know, there's a bunch of stuff. And I was like, But then in the daytime, the next day we woke up, I was like, oh, it's actually pretty cool out here.
It was beautiful. It was like, man, we should do a video out here. Like, but at night it was like, and I was like, all right, El, I'm not going out there.
I was like, don't go out there.
Don't open the door. Don't go out there.
Don't go out there, bro. If you hear somebody knock, just ignore it. Just ignore it. And so, but yeah, this was my first time in in Arizona. And so it's hilarious, but that's my not out here moment.
That's crazy. All right. So I'm gonna go next. I'm gonna do a short one.
Okay.
So I think I was maybe 15 or 16 and, I had my, my driver's permit and, one of my friends asked me, was like, he didn't have a permit or a license. But he was like, hey, you know, can I drive your car? For some reason, I told him, yeah. He's just like, I just want to, you know what I mean? I just want to, like, test it and, you know, see. And I don't know if he had ever driven before. Maybe, maybe not. I'm not even sure.
That's hilarious.
It's very stupid for me to say yes. So, now we're in the country, right? It's not like a city.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just a lot
like,
of roads.
Like a country road. Nobody's really out there. So, we're in, like, We're about to pull up to a road, right? We're in a yard, and we're pulling up to a road. And then I tell him, you know, hit the brake. Go ahead, hit the brake. And he hits the gas. So our car zooms out into the road, right? And there's actually a cop coming.
Oh, man.
The cop coming our way. So I'm like, put it in reverse, put it in reverse. He's like, oh, what do I do?
Oh.
So the cop has to slow down. The cop has to come to a stop. We're still halfway out in the road.
Oh, my God.
He has no license, no nothing. So then he puts it in reverse. We back up. And then the cop pulls up a little bit and stops. And then we look at him, and we knew who he was. It's a small town, right? We actually knew him. And he looked at us, and he said,
oh, he gave you
this. And he went like this. He just waved. He shook his head. He waved, and then he just kept going.
I'm telling you, them country cops, he was like, you.
So we were lucky as hell.
Y'all were lucky.
Yep. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So that's my story.
All right. So mine, I think I was around 15 or 16, and my parents were never at home. Like, so my parents divorced when they were 6, and my dad married this other woman. But like, they were never at home after a while. So I think I was like 16, and I was hungry, and I had watched my dad like fry some chicken. But I also I had came home from like basketball practice, and nobody was there. And so like, I had watched him fry some chicken. Like I saw he like dip it, and like the grease has to get hot. And like, I was like, I was like, okay, they didn't have Google and shit back then. So I'm like, let me put the, you know what I'm saying, grease on the stove. And I'm like, man, this shit ain't getting hot enough. And I do got to go somewhere in like 30 minutes. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and multitask. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead because I just got through hooping. So like, let me go and take a shower real quick.
Oh, man.
So, so I take a shower, and like, hey, I take long ass showers. So like, I forget, like, because I do a lot of my thinking in the shower. So I forget that the grease is on there, and I can smell it. I'm like, so I jump out the shower, and like that, the whole like, it's just, so it's like you can see it, like the smoke coming, like it's the fire coming. So as soon as I take it off the eye, it just starts smoking. Like it catch on fire.
Yeah.
So I grab it and I throw. I threw it in the sink, and the sink, we had curtains right over the sink, and them mugs just said, wow. And so I'm butt naked. I'm butt naked. Like, and so I'm like, oh shit, my dad gonna kill me. I run out the house butt naked. And then I run to my neighbor's house, and then I realize I don't have no clothes on.
Oh, my
God. And
so
I run back, and I grab a towel, and I run back over to my neighbor's house. And I'm like, Dre, man, the house catching on fire. And he's just laughing. I'm like, what's so funny, dude? Like, you got water on you. So we run in there. My dad didn't have nothing. So, like, he said, don't put no water on it. So I didn't know. So I had, like, grabbed a little water, and I sprinkled on it, and it caught on some more.
Yeah, caught on.
So we didn't have no fire extinguisher or nothing, but we took some baking soda and just dumped the whole thing. Yeah, so my dad came home. I thought I was gonna get in trouble. I didn't get in trouble. He called like the insurance spot, because you know when you do stupid stuff that bad, your parents they just be happy that you're alive.
Yeah,
and so like he called the insurance spot, and he was happy. They wrote him a check for like $3,000 or $4,000 to get it fixed, and that nigga never got that shit fixed.
He was like, yeah, this got $3,000 or $4,000. Yeah,
he wiped off the counters. You can still see like the burn marks on the ceiling. Yeah, so trying to fry chicken, I almost burnt the house down. That's my not all there moment.
But that's the podcast.
Well, I'm glad your house didn't catch on fire.
I know.
Yeah, that was just the curtains. Yeah, I'd have got a whooping. Yeah, just the curtains. Yeah. And then some on the counter.
That's wild. I don't think I've ever done something like that. At least I don't remember. My mom would probably say something.
You remember?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I remember something like that.
Yeah. I ran out starch butt naked.
That's hilarious. I never heard that story. But man, appreciate you, Sean Fresh, for appearing on the podcast, showing love, man, coming to Atlanta. If you do you have anything you want to promote or people where to follow you or music and stuff?
Yeah, just go to my website, Sean Fresh, SeanFresh.com. It's got all my Instagram, and apparently I do need to get my Instagram and Spotify follows and stuff up. But if you go to my website, it's all linked right there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I got a new project coming out called Fresh Season. Yeah, it's going down.
Dope. I remember that. Dope. Okay, cool. Well, man, to everybody who's been listening, we really appreciate y'all for listening. Make sure if you follow the podcast on Spotify, if you listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, make sure to follow us, rate and review us. Really helps us to reach new followers and listeners. Follow the podcast on Instagram, Not All Here Podcast on IG. Follow our group page, Cool Ass People, Cool ASSPPL. Our personal pages, It's Easy L, and then Jay.
JRB, the producer, on all social media platforms. Also, follow your dreams.
Follow your dreams and do not burn down your kitchen.
Don't do that. Don't cook chicken while taking a shower.
Yeah.
Do those things separate.
Separately.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They each require time.
Unless you had like a air fryer.
Maybe. Oh, okay.
Sean Fresh Online. That's my social media.
There you go. Bang. Sean Fresh Online. Instagram. Go follow him. Check out the music, Sean Fresh, on everywhere, Spotify, Apple Music, and everything. And we will catch y'all on the next one.
Yep.
Yo.